This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, you found another hour of Good Day Health. In this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus visits with us from his office at Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida. We have a lot of tidbits. I guarantee you that if you stick around with us, you will find things that you didn't know before when it comes to your health and well-being. Ken has a report continuing off and on through the hour, various things that are found in the journals of medicine over the past week, his analysis of them. A guy said to me, or actually, when we talk about the connections we have on social media, Ken, it's somebody may write you and they are asking a question, but I'm sort of translating it as, okay, somebody said to me, well, nobody said to me, but somebody asked me in a Twitter posting, which of the two doctors on the program do I like the most?
My gosh, which of your kids do you like the most?
Right. How do you say that? And I don't usually answer those questions with a note. I usually answer them on the air. And I will tell you the reason that they are both here. Excuse me. I just sneezed. Oh, my God. Must be allergic to something here. What a great way to start an hour of medicine, right? By sneezing.
Absolutely.
At least they cut the microphone off. Anyway, the bottom line here is that Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus have two areas of expertise. Once in a while, we have them on the air together to discuss a particular issue from their perspective. Ken and Jack, I both put up on the Kara puts their podcast up on Good Day Health. Does Bob do that? Who does that, Kara?
That one's Bob.
Bob does that. Okay. Anyway, and he takes the things that are pithy from Ken and the things that are pithy from Jack and puts them up in two separate items on the podcast so you can get the benefit in quick order of what they have both said in different hours of Good Day Health. For example, Jack this past week talked about what you should do first if your doctor tells you you don't have much time left, which I think is an interesting question to pose to you because you run into those. If your doctor says, sorry, you've come to the end of the line, what the heck? How do you handle that? Well, if you want to know how Jack will handle it, you go to blogtalkradio.com/goodday health and or wherever you listen to podcasts and find the answer. So now I'm going to ask Ken the same thing, and then we'll put that up on the podcast of Ken's Hour, which will be available probably in the next few days. Okay, so what's the answer? What should you do if you have to tell somebody that there isn't much time left? What do you advise them after you tell them that?
Well, let me just say, Doug, I've been in practice 30 years,
yep,
and I rarely tell somebody that, because if you spend a week with me, you'll hear at least one and probably more of my patients come by and tell me about the doctor who told them years ago how they didn't have much time to live.
Yep.
And they will never forget that. They will make fun of the profession forever.
Yep.
And doctors are really not that good about predicting that. Okay, you're in the last week or two and you have some terminal illness and it's pretty clear, but That does happen, but then the patient already knows it, and everyone knows it, and it doesn't even have to be reminded. But what happens too frequently is that 6 to 12 or 18 months before the doctor thinks the patient's going to expire, they tell the patient, and then it never happens, and it's an incredibly awkward forever
for
life.
Oh, my God. And your life, and somebody tells you're going to die, and then you're worried about it for how you'll be dead in 2 months, and 3 years later, you're still alive.
And that happens way too often. That's why I almost never go where you're asking me, what do I do?
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't want you to go where you're not comfortable going, but you've explained well why you don't go there. And it is. But you know what it does? It underscores, Ken, something that you and I discuss frequently, the value of science and how science, because these people who are doctors would use science. They look at various reports and various things, pictures and x-rays and MRIs.
And they're based on
blood
populations,
tests.
But not an individual. And medicine needs to be individualized.
Yep, right. So then, what value do all of these articles have in the various journals? For example, there's one from the CDC publication, Center for Disease Control, focusing on cancer and what causes cancer. So is this scientific? Is this to say that all people who have what's underscored in this case study are going to die of cancer?
Well, let's talk about what it is the CDC is bringing to our attention, because I think if you hear the details, you will be very eager to learn about this, and this will be part of your platform. Because while the rate of new cancer cases has decreased overall since the 1990s, Doug, you know that. We've been reporting that yearly.
Yep.
Increases in overweight and obesity-related cancers are slowing this progress. Being overweight or obese is associated with an increased risk of 13 types of cancer. The cancers linked to obesity include esophageal cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, rectal cancer, endometrium, gallbladder, gastric, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, thyroid cancer, and multiple myeloma. These obesity-related cancers, they account for 40% of all cancers diagnosed, and two-thirds of the population is either overweight or obese. You're overweight if your BMI is over 25. That's when you're overweight, and you're obese if your BMI is over 30. So this is huge, and it's a huge way to decrease cancer.
So when you see somebody come into your clinic, Lake Cardiology in Florida, who's really grossly overweight, what do you tell them?
I ask them how long they want to live. I mention if it's a male, I'll tell them I've never met an obese 90-year-old male, which is a fact. I'm still waiting to meet that first one. I talk to them about how long they can extend their life if they make an effort to try to lose some weight. And we talk about past failures. And I mention to them, currently, you know, I lost 40 pounds in 2015. So I let them know in midlife, it is possible, and I put myself out there.
Well, I think in order to demonstrate good medicine or good practice, you got to live what you're saying.
Absolutely.
You can't say, it's not, especially with a doctor, you can't say, do as I say, not as I do. That doesn't hack it with any
The cardiologist smoking
sense.
Cigarettes in the front lobby is not the right cardiologist.
Ridiculous. Anybody in medicine, I get so disgusted. When my friend Chris Walsh is going through this horrendous treatment. He's had three different trials to get rid of his lymphoma. None of them have worked so far. So I've been in, he's been in the hospital two or three times, and I've gone in to visit him. And invariably, it's Brigham and Women's and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. Invariably, I'll walk around the building to go into the vestibule to get up to the room. And there's somebody in a uniform, a nurse or some orderly or something wearing a blue scrub uniform, smoking outside. And I think to myself, I asked somebody once, and I've almost asked a couple of times, how can you work in a medical facility like this, a hospital, where you see people dying every day because they smoke and still smoke? I want to throttle them because that's what killed my mother. it's none of my business, but, you know, it doesn't stop me.
Sometimes. And what do they, how do they answer your question?
Oh, they'll tell me it's none of my business, or they're hooked on it, or it's not so bad, or, you know.
Those are the usual answers.
Right, yeah. And it's basically, it's basic bottom line fear and ignorance. You get hooked on these things, and you don't want to get fat, or you don't want to, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It is. It's ridiculous. The excuses that people come up with, so. Anyway, this is the old beware word to the wise. 40%. Listen to what Ken told you. 40% of cases related to obesity and being overweight, cancer caused by fat.
Exactly. And you think you don't have any control over preventing cancer? Well, you do.
Yeah, of course you do. Okay, let's spend a minute talking about the sponsor for this hour of Good Day Health, folks at Super Beats. I have actually pretty interesting new information here from the folks at Super Beats. When you think about energy, that's one of the things that you've explained well, the opening up of the arteries. But how does it last all day long? The Super Beats, the nitric oxide that we get in the Super Beats, comes into our body. We know, we acknowledge getting that jolt, sort of. Non-caffeinated, there's nothing there but just nitric oxide coming out of the beets, the powdered beets. So, you know, if you think back to when you were in your 20s like Kara, your body was, you had the ability to have good healthy circulation, you could maintain it, but by the time you get into your 40s, the ability to do that decreases in half, and that leaves you feeling tired much of the day. So what do you do to increase your natural circulation? Listen to Ken explain how Superbeats works.
Well, there's three gases in the body, Doug. There's oxygen, carbon dioxide, and there's also nitric oxide. Most of us know about the first two, but we also need to know about the third. And the third one, we don't breathe in, we don't breathe out. Our body makes it, this gas, and the body needs to continuously make the gas. And if you don't have enough of it, your whole body won't function properly. It's a signaling molecule. It tells the body how to work properly. And more importantly, it also tells the blood vessels to relax, open up, let the red blood cells in so the oxygen can be carried from head to toe. Oxygen, if it's not present, you don't have energy, all of the tissues of your body won't function properly. So this is so important, fundamental for the body to work well, for you to feel well. This is based on Nobel Prize winning research discovered in 1988, awarded the Nobel Prize in 1998.
800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, examining now some of the medical news from the week, some of the research documents that have been printed, things that you need to know about studies. There are a lot of these done all the time, including one that focuses this week on energy drinks, Ken, and alcohol, that sort of thing. What did you find out in your review?
Exactly. These energy drinks are popular, but they have some unintended consequences. And this comes out of the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs. Believe it or not, there really is a journal called that. And what we learned this week, Doug, is that combining energy drinks and alcohol can actually increase a person's risk of injury from falls and other accidents. How this probably occurs is, and you think about it, it makes sense. The stimulant effects of caffeine mask the result that most people get when they drink. Usually, when you're drinking alcohol, you get tired, you go home. Well, energy drinks mask that, so people may underestimate how intoxicated they are, end up staying out later, consume more alcohol, and engage in risky behavior and more hazardous drinking practices. So my advice is, you know, if you want to take some alcohol responsibly, okay, but just don't combine it with those energy drinks. And if you're going to take an energy drink, which I'm not a huge fan of, but if you need it for an emergency or something, just stay away from the alcohol.
Yeah. See, I think you stay away from these things, period, because they're really, they are the antithesis of what we talk about with Super Beats.
They are not healthy. If you're doing them for your health, you're not.
Not. All right, could fading senses of smell mean some? This is a wowzer, as far as I can see, this study.
Exactly. This may be the canary in the coal mine, Doug. This comes out of the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. Loss of smell, even in your 40s and 50s, is linked to an earlier death. And dementia is not the culprit. In middle age and beyond, people with a poor sense of smell, Doug, they have about a 20% increased risk of dying within 10 years. The sense of smell seems to be a good indicator of aging brain health. And again, it seems that smell function appears to be that canary in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm. Wow. it's a hard concept to wrap yourself around, though, isn't it? When you get right down to brass tacks, that kind of thing.
Well, and interestingly, they also point out in this study is that people who are losing their smell don't socialize well, which
really
makes some sense.
Yeah. I saw a new report with a focus on three people who were blinded after receiving an unproven stem cell treatment that was touted as a clinical trial. This is a piece from the New England Journal of Medicine. U.S. Stem Cell administered the treatment in which doctors injected stem cells into the patient's eyes. Within a week, the participants had vision loss and detached retinas. Wow. So what about these medical trials? What do you advise people if they come to you and say, hey, Ken, I heard about this medical trial. Should I get involved?
Well, I always make people realize that if you're going to participate in science clinical studies, which we need participants, you have to realize that you're a guinea pig and you may end up getting a benefit that you would have gotten from nowhere else, but you may also have some unexpected consequences, as occurred here at the University of Miami and reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would do this as a last resort, not as a first resort.
I'll talk to you about something I found out about my eyes when we continue here. It's a Good Day Health Report, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now 34 after the hour as we continue on this week's adventure into your health. It's the Good Day Health Program. This hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus lends us his expertise when it comes to studying what's going on in the world of medicine, conventional medicine, the medical journals, etc. He's got the experience at his Lake Cardiology, a clinic he runs in Florida, with a focus on heart disease and circulatory problems, and thus his expertise as it's led to talking about Superbeats. That's why Superbeats presents this hour with Dr. Ken, and you can get the free 30-day supply along with your three-month first order. Don't forget, 800-655-4183 is your connection line to them. 800-655-4183. It makes nothing but sense to be on that program. Let's go back a little bit, backtracking to the discussion about this, not just the stem cell trial and stem cell research, something that will be amazingly positive and helpful to us, I think, as we go down the pike, but there's still a lot of experiments going on. I was talking to a doctor. I actually had my annual eye exam a week or so ago, Ken, and I have pretty much the same thing going on. As somebody who's getting older, there's a little bit of cloudiness developing in my eyes, and so that has caused me to have to wear glasses. I don't like to wear the glasses, so the suggestion was made that I go see a specialist, and I did. And he, I don't think I told you this off the air. I don't think I've talked about it at all on the air. Carrie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I have. So in essence, what he told me to do, or what was necessary, if I want to eliminate the glasses and have my lenses clear for the rest of my life, there's something that they do that basically removes the cornea and the cloudiness, and they put in a new lens into your eyes, into your eyeballs, that will allow you to see distance and up close. And it's a fairly new procedure, and I wonder always whether to get involved in new procedures till they're tested.
And what should your immediate reaction be when you get a recommendation like that?
I get a second opinion?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Exactly.
I'm going to go to visit another guy next
exactly.
week.
And that's, I think, that was why I wanted to bring back what Dougie asked me about, this stem cell procedure that was given to these patients who have macular degeneration.
Right.
And I just want to point out that after these procedures were done at an independent clinic, they were then seen later at the University of Miami, and it's the University of Miami ophthalmologist, and that's an outstanding center for ophthalmology, then reported these cases in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. And the key from a study like this is that if you're getting treatment that is not conventional treatment, you need to make sure that you're very careful about who's giving it to you, where the center is that's giving it to you, and who's supervising this so that you don't end up like these unfortunate patients who lost their vision from this treatment. And had these patients looked into more into the clinic that was offering the treatment and then tried to figure out who was supervising these procedures and who gave the authority to allow these doctors to do these cutting-edge procedures and what kind of track record they had doing this, I think this could have been avoided. And I just think that when doctors do things that are not conventional, they're not approved, we need to push knowledge ahead, but it needs to be done in well-supervised research protocols. And Doug, this I think is where there's a role for the FDA to be the umpire, the supervisor, to make sure that it's done as reputably as possible. And but again, even with all these safeguards, there are still going to be unintended consequences. And when you're involved in research, you have to realize that sometimes you can have some unexpected consequences of whatever you're in. And that's why people who participate in research, this should be in these kinds of studies where there's potential for serious adverse effects, and you need to make sure you ask all the questions and have it well explained and well understood what the potential consequences are, that hopefully this is a last resort. And also you've asked some other physicians outside of the study their opinions about whether this new procedure is worth the risk of having it done.
Right. All right. And that goes for anything, not just, I mean, here's a study, another study out this week about this genetic test, which could, according to the people doing the research, predict at what age a person might have Alzheimer's or develop Alzheimer's, what the risk factors would be. This is something being developed at UCLA, but you think it needs a lot more testing before it becomes available for general, is it general information, general use? How will this information be used? Is it a predictor for Alzheimer's, and therefore you can get yourself onto a program that could keep you from getting it? Is that what the bottom line is here?
Well, I think in the future, Doug, using what we know about one's genes and personalizing treatments, personalizing prognosis is the future of medicine. And But we're just at the beginning of this. You know, 30, 40, 50 years from now, the doctors are going to be saying, how did they ever do it back then without all this genetic information? And, you know, just like today we talk about how did the doctors 50 years ago, 100 years ago, do without all of the great technology we have now. But that's the future. We're just at the beginning. And, yes, there's a report today that's getting a lot of attention in the press about a blood test that will predict whether you'll get Alzheimer's and when. But I think this is still needs a lot of testing and fine-tuning where it will really be reliable, but it's definitely where we're headed. And we will, in the next few years, probably 5 years, have a test like this that is ready for prime time and ready to go. But even the authors of this breakthrough acknowledge that there still is testing that's needed to be done so the reliability can be improved and improved, because thinking about these results, if there's a fractional chance, a significant fraction, that they're wrong, it could be very devastating and have a great negative impact on one's life. So you have to walk down this road as a potential client very cautiously.
Yeah, it's good to be optimistic, but hold your hat or hold on to your hat.
But this is where I think it's worth talking about now. Not that we're recommending going out and getting this test so you can see, so your crystal ball will be there, but just realizing that this is the future of medicine, and we're not yet ready to have this as a routine way of proceeding, but we're beginning to scratch the surface with some diseases. We're a little further ahead, but this is where it's all heading.
Yeah. All right. More understanding of what's going on in the world of health and how it impacts you. That's what this is all about. Good Day Health at 43 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by the American Egg Board and the Egg Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them, too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
The Good Day Health Show, GoodDayHealthShow.com, where you find the podcast every week of what's going on. One of the big medical stories this week, a focus on opioids, and one of the drug makers saying it will not market their product in doctors' offices anymore. One wonders whether this will make an impact or not, but it's good PR. The company is Purdue Pharma, not related to Purdue Chickens, but anyway, very prominent in the industry. They make OxyContin, said it will tell doctors about its decision this week as part of the plan. The company has cut its sales force in half because opioids killed as many people as it did last year, 42,000 some odd, according to the Center for Disease Control. 40% of those deaths involved a prescription for an opioid. So the situation, as experts look at it, numbers are huge, a lot of pressure on the opioid makers and how they are putting it in the marketplace. So if you want information, if you're a doctor and you want information on opioids, you now have to contact the company's medical affairs department directly. They will not be coming to you. And I think what this does is also help people understand how, you watch these ads on TV, you hear 45 seconds of why not to use the drug, with 15 seconds of here's the drug you should pay attention to and ask your doctor about it. But they're telling you themselves, I don't know why more people don't understand this, even though the power of persuasion and mentioning things is obviously, very important and works. But when you realize how bad this stuff is, stay away from it if you've got any common sense. And that's what the message has been from the opioid makers. And so that's what they're doing. And there's the report on the Good Day Health Program. All right, let's see, 45 after the hour. There's a potentially deadly fungus floating around. This gets to those people who wonder about going to the hospital. Is it the unsafest when you get down to brass tacks? There is this Candida thing.
Candida.
Candida, is that how you pronounce it? It's a yeast infection.
Exactly.
Fungal infection. So what's going on? When you send people to the hospital to have their heart or whatever checked out, you send them there with confidence, thinking they're not going to be worse off when they come out than they were when they went in. But sometimes when you got stuff like what I thought at first this was about MRSA, which is another one of these sort of fungal things. Once it gets into your bloodstream, woo, serious illness and then some. But this is something new, apparently, Ken.
Well, hospitalized patients and fungal infections is a concern, and you need to know the hospital, not only the doctor, but you need to know the hospital that you're going into and how aggressive they are at surveilling for these issues. And the good hospitals have strong, active committees, Doug, that are constantly looking at the hospital and how they can prevent hospital-acquired infections. And there's a number of things that you can pick up if the hospital is not doing a good job in the hospital. And, this is just one of them. And you just make sure anyone, general things, just to prevent all this, just make sure that you keep your own hands clean. Make sure that anyone who touches you washes their hands. And just make sure that you speak up if you have any concerns about this and let the people in the hospital describe to you what they're doing to limit infections. It's best to find out this before you go in the hospital.
Yeah. I think it's pretty depressing when you think about it, the darkness that could prevail at hospitals.
See, one of the problems is when you go in the hospital, your immune system is so weakened.
Yeah.
And then in the hospital, it is a cookbook for all these bugs. Yeah. And you're just bringing the person who is susceptible to the source of all these things. So you have to be careful, and you have to make sure that the people who work there are careful, because that's where much of it gets spread from the hospital employees. And if they are very vigilant about gowning, gloving, washing, especially washing those hands, this all can be prevented.
Yeah. All right. So there's that. Now, there's another thing. We got about a minute here before we have to pause again. The conditions at some of the immigration detention facilities sound like the things that we're describing at in the hospitals. The ICE people have a detention facility in Orange County, south of Los Angeles, and the report alleges that food has been mishandled and that their safety and their well-being is being compromised. And I can't help but think the same thing as a hospital. You get all these people in there. God knows what they have for diseases. or anything else. So why would it be a healthy place? And secondly, if you're here illegally, why should you expect to go into some place that's healthy? I think that sounds a little snide, but it's really how I feel. So is this a concern? Why is there some concern about this?
Well, this is an obvious health concern, and you know, wherever you go, you know, you go to the health club, the gym.
Yeah, I wonder about the why.
But it's the same thing. It all depends on what the facility is doing. You know, there's spoiled food, there's mildew showers, the stalls, the garbage in the cells, broken phones. You know, all of these things can, if you don't have housekeeping and people, you know, doing the right thing, it's all a matter of how these things are managed.
Yeah, but is the old buyer beware? It applies to this as well as anything else, I guess.
I mean, it's got refrigerators full of food. All these things. Anytime you put people together, you have to be worrying about public health.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken, 10 before the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the program, who is here every week at this time to review some of the important medical work that's being done and reported on in the journals. So let's get to a couple of our stories brought to you by the folks that make Super Beats. By the way, Ken will talk to you about that. There's a new approval from the new FDA, or is it, Ken? Is under the new administration the FDA different yet, or does it take a while to change the culture? Before we talk about this specific approval, what about the culture at the FDA? What do you think is going on? Is it different yet, or will it be different?
Yeah, there's new leadership, and there definitely is a new tone there, and they've already released a new drug pretty quickly. The FDA approved a new drug for Parkinson's disease. Symptoms of Parkinson's disease, Doug, it's a movement disorder, worsens over time. About 50,000 Americans are diagnosed with it each year, and about 1 million have the neurologic disorder. Most patients are over age 60. Zydago, also called sulfinamide, the scientific name.
Glad to hear that.
These are pills.
It makes it so much easier to understand. Instead of Xadago, it's safinamide. Yes, that makes
Well, you know,
sense.
Every drug has a brand and a scientific name, so... You know, don't ask me how they came up with these names, but that's what they're using. It was approved as an add-on treatment for people taking the usual drugs we prescribe for Parkinson's, levodopa, carbidopa, and they're experiencing what doctors call off episodes. These are periods when medication's effectiveness wanes, leading to a rise in symptoms such as tremor and difficulty walking. Where do you think Xadago is made?
I haven't the slightest idea. Mexico?
Italy. Neuron Pharmaceuticals.
Really? And then, so, but anybody, whether it's foreign or domestic, they still need to get approval here in our country to sell it in this country.
Absolutely.
Do other countries, to turn it around, if we made a drug here and it was to be sold in Italy, do they have a comparable board with the FDA, or do they just take our FDA's approval and say, okay, the American says, okay, you can buy it here in Italy too?
Depends on the country. The Europeans have their own equivalent to the FDA.
Uh-huh. And are they as critical, or are they better or worse? How would you say they are in action terms?
It's unpredictable. There are things that are approved by the FDA in Europe that are for Europe, but not here, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be a little bit quicker than we are in the past, but who knows with the new leadership.
Right. All right. There's a pill that may protect people against some cancers that's being reported. What's that story?
Well, that is the old birth control pill, the
really?
Pill. And this is a report, American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. We all have kids who are thinking about birth control, or have you been on birth control in the past? Here's a study that applies to everybody who's ever thought or been on it. Women who take birth control pills should be reassured by a new study, Doug, that shows that they are not putting themselves at a higher risk of cancer. In fact, the pill may protect women against some cancers. This is a whopping study, followed over 46,000 women for up to 44 years. This is when the pill was first being used and approved by the FDA in America. So taking the pill led to a 19% lower risk of colorectal cancer, a 34% lower risk of uterine cancer, a 33% lower risk of ovarian cancer. Also, these protective effects, Doug, were shown to last for at least 30 years after taking the pill. The study found current and recent users of the pill had a 4% increased risk of breast and cervical cancers, but that appeared to be lost within approximately 5 years of stopping oral contraception and did not go back up over time. Using the pill during reproductive years does not produce new cancer risks for women later in life when cancers become more common in the population as a whole. So a little reassuring information.
Yeah. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks that bring you Super Beats, the secret to helping support healthy circulation. Ken is a cardiologist. He knows how important it is to have healthy blood pressure levels, and that's why he recommends that you take Super Beats. Works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. It's great tasting. And if you order now at 800-655-4183, you'll get a 30-day supply free. So 4 months for the price of three, plus the book Beat the Odds. That's at 800-655-4183 to keep your blood pressure where it needs to be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.